If you've tried to find a place to live in the city lately, or even if you know someone who knows someone trying to find a place to live, you'll have heard that San Francisco has a housing crisis. In large buildings, the average apartment rent tops $2,500 a month. Close to 30,000 people are on the public housing wait list, and city officials recently greenlighted 220-square-foot micro-apartments in the hopes of easing the crunch. Given all that, it might surprise you that most housing in the city is actually rent-controlled. That means landlords can only raise rent by a limited percentage every year. For many of the city's longtime residents, rent control is the only thing that allows them to stay in their homes. But there's a way for landlords to circumvent it. It's a 1986 law called the Ellis Act. The Ellis Act allows landlords to evict tenants if they plan to convert the building to a different use, for example, to move in themselves. In practice, it's often used to put buildings on the market at prices that the former tenants couldn't afford. The last time Ellis Act evictions spiked was during the late 90s tech boom. There were 440 of them just between 1999 and 2000. A new investigation by San Francisco Bay Guardian reporters Rebecca Bowe and Dylan Tokar finds that our current tech boom is creating similar issues. This past year saw 81 Ellis Act evictions, more than double the year before. Rebecca Bowe spoke with KALW's executive editor Ben Trefney about what's been happening.
You have renters who have been there for a long time, and because of rent control, they're paying less than market rate by quite a lot. And so a lot of times you have situations where they effectively have a target inscribed on their backs, because if the landlords were to convert these properties to market rate or to convert them to tenancies in common or condominiums, then they could sell them for top dollar or rent them for much higher.
Mm-hmm. So you spoke with people from all different parts of San Francisco, really. This isn't just targeted. The evictions that are happening are not just specific to one neighborhood. They're kind of everywhere. What's an example of somebody who you profiled in your piece?
You know, there was one building in the Inner Sunset, and I spoke with some of the tenants there. The couple that I spoke with had been there for almost 20 years. They love classic rock. They're huge music fans. They fell in love at a concert in San Francisco years ago. And, you know, they had made a home there. They loved the neighborhood, you know, enjoyed being in the park. Their entire, you know, world and community really revolves around this San Francisco neighborhood. And, you know, one thing that they really stressed to me was that after receiving a notice that they might end up having to leave under an Ellis Act eviction, their biggest fear was that they would end up having to leave San Francisco because they weren't actually in a position to afford renting another unit in the city.
So the fate of some people like that, and for other people who may not know that they're subject to potential eviction down the line, is largely in the hands of city officials who are considering different legislation such as changing the rules on condo conversions. And the mayor, in your article, there's some suggestions that he is really looking to support the incoming tech industry, the business industry, and a lot of the choices that he's made, including the tax changes for companies such as Twitter to come into the city, and then the people who might work for these would seem to support this new money coming into the city. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the discussions that are happening now have to do with a proposal that was put forward by supervisors Wiener and Farrell, which would allow for the conversion of, I think, somewhere around 2,000 TIC units to condominiums. And the concern there that has been raised by housing advocates is that this would permanently remove housing from the rental market that could potentially still be used as rental housing, and it would still potentially be subjected to rent control. But once you convert it to condominiums, they are no longer subjected to rent control. And so the fear here is that this is sort of setting a precedent of, you know, the phrase that's often been used is cannibalizing the city's, you know, rental housing stock. So these are sort of the points that have been raised. It's extraordinarily controversial, as you can imagine. And from what we have heard, it sounds like there are a lot of kind of behind-the-scenes negotiations. And it's a tough place for, you know, these supervisors to be because, of course, anybody who votes in favor of converting these 2,000 units is not going to be looked upon favorably by tenants.
But a vote for the condo conversion would be appealing to those people in San Francisco who are looking to make a less expensive purchase, maybe make buying a house or a condo at least affordable in a city where housing is so unaffordable.
Yeah, and I think that you know, for the supervisors who are going to be the swing votes on this particular proposal, it's sort of a question of which side are they on.